Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to hear what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services with our friend Jane Wilkie. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing well. Cooling off here in the studio.
I know it is. It's nice and refreshing in here. But, you know, the listeners, I think, would get a charge out of hearing some of the side conversations that happen. But as I was just describing to you, the little graphic picture that I saw of the two ears of corn lying on the beach, and the one is all popped and the other is saying, hot enough for you? And that is certainly what it's been like here in St. Louis. This week.
You could leave the vegetables outside and they'd be steamed vegetables.
What an idea. Let's try it.
Parking lot cooking.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a new segment.
Well, today I wanted to give a shout out actually to another Lutheran entity that has just published a resource for older adults. Of course, I'm here representing Lutheran Senior Services, and we do have a director of church relations, and one of the things that Reverend Walt Shadle does is to produce or to publish a quarterly newsletter we've mentioned on the air before called Engaging the Aging. Now, the entire premise behind that particular resource is to equip those of you who are in congregations, whether you are a member of a congregation, a volunteer serving on the board of a congregation, a pastor, a DCE, a parish nurse, someone who would interface with older adults. It's information. It offers research findings. It offers ideas on how to really engage the older adults in your parish. But what I wanted to talk about today, and of course that can be found on lssliving.org/engagingtheaging. But I also found another resource, the Summer 2014 Issues in Christian Education, that is published by Concordia University, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Their issue for this summer is focused on older adults, stewards of the church's future. And this can be downloaded. So if someone is looking that they don't really subscribe to it, but they wanted to take a look at it, it can be found at cune.edu/issues. And I downloaded it to take a look at it. And I think it's really an interesting thing. I thought I would share some of the I've got all this out of order here because I was some of the articles. There's a Reflections by Reverend Dr. Brian Friedrich, who's president of Concordia University, Nebraska. There are editorials, and I thought the titles, even for the listeners, are evocative enough to help people see that it would be a really interesting way to look at it. One is You Can Rest Later. by Dr. Joel Bierman, Older Adults, Stewards of God's Gifts. Another one by Reverend Barry Carolinen, Older Adults Are the Future of the Church. Isn't that an interesting take on it? Because we keep thinking that we need to pass the torch when this is really a challenge for us. For me, okay, so I'm looking at you, Andy, with the us language going, but for me as an older adult, to really take a look at what I can still contribute and what I can pass along to the future of the church. And then Dr. Charles Miller, Senior, Engaging Older Stewards in Investing for the Church's Future. And then there are several book reviews. But I found it fascinating as I read it because it is an entirely different take. So as I took a look at a couple of the, like Shirley Bergman, as she is writing an editorial, she talks about older adulthood being a time for engaging in new experiences, and then gives several examples. She encourages that, she says that older adulthood is a time for remembering the sacrifices of one's parents and grandparents who provided a faith foundation which has been the anchor of one's life. And then, of course, reframing that into how can you, as an older adult, do the same thing? She writes that older adulthood is a time for being intentional in passing on the faith to the generations. She writes that older adulthood is a time for paying attention to young people, especially the millennials. for responding to crises that need to be addressed. And I thought this one was really an interesting one that I never really would have thought about. She writes, one crisis is the amount of the indebtedness being carried by pastors and teachers in the LCMS who are graduating from seminaries and universities. As a recent study, of course, she is Shirley Bergman, for those listeners who do not know, is the director emeritus of the Lutheran Institute on Aging and the Family at Concordia University, Nebraska. She writes, as a recent study made by one of our seminaries reported, 28% of their most recent graduates began their ministries with at least $60,000 in educational debt. Some left the seminary with an indebtedness of more than $100,000. More than 25% of the graduates expected to retire their educational debts over a period of more than 20 years. So her challenge is, she writes, we remember that in a less complex era, our ancestors developed a higher education system that enabled one to graduate with zero indebtedness. Older adults need to step up and lead congregations to help these graduates repay their loans. Are there resources? In a few short years, the two older generations will be passing on trillions of dollars to the next generations. So it really is, I think, and for us, I fit into the older adult category. It's really a very excellent issue in having us take a look at the contribution we can still make to the church at large, rather than hanging up our hat. So I would really encourage the listeners, no matter what your role, vocation, or profession in leading the church, to really to log on to CUNE. CUNE.edu/issues for an excellent look at how older adults can be stewards of the church's future. And as a closing devotion, I thought I would share one of the book reviews and give a shout out to Concordia Publishing House. A few years ago, published Joyfully Aging, A Christian's Guide, and it's written by Dr. Rich Bimler. But this, I'm going to just choose a little portion of a book review that our own Reverend Walter Schadel, Director of Church Relations for LSS, wrote on this. So he said, this is just in the middle of his review, but he says, you know, one way to review this book is to develop in acrostic form the message. For anyone who knows Reverend Walt Schadel, he loves to deliver acrostics. So he's taking it as joyfully aging. J. Jesus Christ is to be the very center of our lives as we age. O. Open up our lives to the possibilities and opportunities to share our faith wherever God puts us, in families, congregations, and communities. Y. Yay for grandparents. Let them tell their stories. F. Face up to the issues of an aging population, health and housing, finances and fears, ethical decisions, and eternal life. U. Utilize God's story of love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ as we tell our story of God's love in our lives. L. Life is a roller coaster ride of Good Fridays and Easters. L. Laughter and aging go together like a horse and a carriage. And then he writes, only older adults can understand this imagery. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Psalm 126, verse 3. Y. Yes. We see aging as a gift from God. We remember those we remember who we are and whose we are because of our baptism. A. An aging attitude affirms life at every age. G. Guess what? There is no such thing as retiring on this side of heaven. I. Initiate a plan to share the hope we have in the aging process because of Jesus Christ. We are stewards of his mysteries. N. Never forget. The Lord loves older people more and more. How can you tell? Because he is making more and more of us every day. And finally, G. Go to the cemetery and observe the dashes between the dates and the tombstones. Ponder what that means in terms of our life here on earth. What will our dash reveal? And he ends with this prayer. Oh God, grant me serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane.
You're welcome.
Good to see you. Good to chat with you this week.
Yes.
And anything exciting coming up in the next week?
No, I will be here in the next week, but in 2 weeks, I will be cruising to Alaska. So will be having one of my partner colleagues, Kepke, will be
coming. I thought you wanted me to come along and would do our broadcast from Alaska.
You know, gosh, at the last minute, we could see what we could do, but I'm afraid we'd have to see if you could fit in my suitcase. And I'm thinking there's other stuff going in there instead. So... did not think of that soon enough.
Oh, man.
I will have to do better next time. We could take the remote broadcasting to a whole different level.
We could. And Oscar and Lauren would love to come along and see, you know, we could just do a family broadcast from Alaska. I think that would be fun.
Well, you work on that. You work on that. We'll maybe give it a year for you to work on that and see if we redo another one. But so I will be parked in front of a glacier, which is just I just think it's an incredible experience.
Sure.
To see God's mighty hand of creation in that way.
Well, we will talk next week and get you geared up for your trip.
I will be here. See you then.
Thanks. Have a great week. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got that conversation with Paul Devontier. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.